R&B, hip-hop status, true more or less, jazz classical type hits. That's the side effect, yeah, but internationally loan to play the best hits. Independent radio spins, non-politic, filled with all types of advice. Inspiration through the daily groove that bring moves, pumping straight flavor. Nicki Minaj and a Teddy Riley. So grab your champagne and vibe, meet you in the lobby. Side effect support Lupus, radio blast rise. From Monday to Wednesday, Thursday to Friday, 7 p.m., so keep it tuned on the fly day. The side effect way, you're the highway. 30-minute in they cool Wednesday. That's Jag on the airway still. The side effect way on the highway. Call 323-784-9635. We live in effect with the side radio.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
The side effect.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
The side effect.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
The side effect.
Get up, get up.
Hi, this is Miguel A. Nunez Jr., Joanna Man in the house, and you guys are listening to Side Effects Radio.
Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am Psy, your host. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. I do appreciate you. If you are on Twitter and Instagram, or as the old folks say, Tweeter. If you're on Twitter and Instagram, follow your girl at I Am Psy. Also, like the Psy Effect fan page on Facebook. I'm everywhere, honey. Google me, MySpace, Black Planet. Don't laugh, yeah. A sister's still on Black Planet. Don't laugh, don't laugh. Also, you can listen to the Psy Effect radio show 24/7. Yeah, don't matter if you're one of those night owls that fall asleep 4 o'clock in the morning. Guess what? Turn on the Psy Effect to see what your girl's talking about, because you know I'm probably talking about something crazy. I don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. Heck, I don't even know what's going to come out of my mouth. But you can also log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/the Psy Effect Radio Show, as well as iTunes. Yep, I'm moving on up, moving on up. Your girl is on iTunes. You can download me, take me everywhere you are. Your car, the gym, the bathroom, but pull that shower curtain, you know, pull it close a little bit because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to smell what y'all doing in the bathroom, but take me everywhere. Google your girl on iTunes, the Side Effect, all right? Tonight's special guest is veteran actor, producer, writer, whew, this dude do it all, director, Mr. Miguel A. Nunez Jr. I've been a fan of Miguel for over 20 years. First learned of Miguel watching a television show, Sparks. We had Kim Whitley, Terrence Howard, the dad from Fresh Prince. That's a shame. I never remember the guy's name. I don't think anybody remember his name. No disrespect. But he's always going to be the dad from Fresh Prince. But Miguel has had an extensive body of work. Let's see. Let's check this out. Thea, Living Single, Martin, Hanging with Mr. Cooper, Lethal Weapon 3, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Harlem Nights, Amen, Jumpin' Jack Flash, Twilight Zone, Thin Line Between Love and Hate, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, The Hughleys, The Parkers, Nutty Professor, Bernie Mac Show, oh, we cannot forget Joanna Man, My Wife and Kids, Tracy Morgan Show, Meet Dave, and also his new television show, Bells, which I love. And he's going to be discussing his film that's going to be soon released called School Dance with Kevin Hart, Nick Cannon, and a whole slew of other people. So sit back, relax, don't go nowhere, because I will be back with Mr. Miguel Nunez Jr. right after this. What's going on, world? It's your girl, Psy. Would you like to be a guest on the Psy Effect radio show? If so, email thepsyeffect@gmail.com for consideration.
Hey, everybody out there. This is your girl, Lunel, and I'm hanging with my girl, Psy, on the Psy Effect radio show. Don't go nowhere. If you want to get game, keep listening.
Welcome to the Psy Effect radio show. The very talented, hella funny, gotta add sexy to the mix, Mr. Miguel Nunez. Welcome, Miguel.
How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us on the Psy Effect radio show. I do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Now, Your acting career spans over 25 years. How are you able to remain relevant?
Just the bottom line is you just got to keep at it. You can never give up. You got to keep pushing. You got to change up. I'm producing now, and I'm starting some of this stuff. You just got to keep at it. You got to never give up. That's my key. Never give up.
Tell us about the young Miguel. When did you discover your love for entertainment? Acting.
All I remember is since I was a baby, since the day I could speak, all I said was I wanted to be an actor. I remember my mom was 3 years old. My mom, she spanked me, and I told her, when I become a movie star, I'm not going to buy you nothing. I was really tough. I actually didn't even know what acting was before, and I was still saying I was going to be on TV. I don't know. Some people learn how to act. Some people are born actors. I can honestly say that I was born an actor because ever since I could speak, that's all I ever wanted to do. Since I was a little baby, all I would say that I was going to be a movie star.
Wow, and look at you now.
And look at you now.
I've been a fan since seeing you in Sparks. You seem naturally funny. You're hilarious. Is that something natural, or do you have to work at it?
Oh, no. I mean, I've been that way since I was a kid as well. I mean, I was always the funny one in class, always the funny one in the family, always the one making the jokes, always the one getting sent to the principal's office. And that's just been my whole thing. I believe laughter is the key to eternal youth. I gut laugh probably 100 times a day, every single day.
That explains why you have an age, man, because I was looking at your pictures, and I'm like, this dude has been acting since the 80s, and he looks exactly the same. What the hell?
I get that every single day. I truly believe that, like I said, as a matter of fact, they did an article recently. They're getting ready to introduce laughter therapy. They did a documentary on people who live past 100 years old, and one of the key factors they found for all of the people was that every single one of them laughed every single day, all day long. That's all they did was laugh.
I do believe that's the key, too, because I suffer from lupus, and I tell all of my lupus friends that are going through what I'm going through that laughter is the key. When I'm down, I put on comedy. You know, my family and I, we clown and we laugh, and that's what keeps you going. That's what keeps you healthy.
It really does. Laughter, I don't know what it is, it will keep you healthy. I've had one cold in 15 years. I've been sick once in 15, and I was actually shocked that I got sick. And it's funny because I never see you sick. I've never been sick in 15 years. I was bragging about that. And then one day, because I always say I never get sick, and then one day I said, I think I'm going to get sick. And I don't know why I said that. And then 2 days later, I'm sick.
That's how the universe works. Once you put it out there, it comes back quick. Sometimes a little slow, but
it's exactly right.
Now, people seem to think that just because, you know, they don't see you as an actor in front of the camera, that you're not working. That, okay, Miguel, we ain't seen him while he ain't doing that. And you mentioned that you've been producing and writing for some time now. Tell us about those projects that you're working on.
I don't know if you know, well, I'm sure you know about Bells. Bells is a TV show that I created right now. Me, Keith David, Ella Joyce, Tammy Roman, and Keith David. It's on TV One. It comes on TV One. I created that with my partner, the creator of The Cosby Show, and executive produced that. I just executive produced Nick Cannon's new movie that's coming out called School Dance. It'll be coming out this summer. And I produced a movie called Diamond Dogs and... which is on DVD that I starred in. I produced another movie that I starred in called Double Cross, which is also on DVD.
Nice. And see, I'm a huge fan of Bells. I love the fact that my family can sit down and watch a scripted show without, how can I put this tactful, without being ghetto about it. You know, like some shows portray black people as ghetto, always loud and boisterous. That's not who we are, you know, all the time. That's not who all of us are, put it that way.
Yeah.
And
right.
I love Bill. I love the little girl that narrated. She is adorable. And I love everything about that show, and I support Bells, and I support you and what you're doing. Thank you for putting out good quality television.
All right. I appreciate
now,
that.
You had the chance to work with some of the most exceptionally talented people. Who haven't you worked with but would like to?
Who that I haven't worked with that I haven't that I'd like to? Will Smith, that's the only person I haven't worked with that I like to work with.
You know what, that would be so tight.
I was on the Fresh Prince, but I like to work with him in a movie, because I like his movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to put that out in the universe and make that happen.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen. I just put it out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, you worked on a lot of projects, had a lot of roles. What roles/projects are you most proud of and why?
I would have to say Tawana Man and Spark, both because I was allowed to do what I do, and they both became exceptional projects because I was allowed to do what I do.
Let's reverse that. What projects you've done that you weren't so proud of, and why?
What project was it? The only project I've ever done I'm not proud of was a thing I did, a guest on a thing called Mountain is Fate, if I played a gay guy, and I didn't like it.
What did you not like about it? You didn't like the way it was put out, or you
didn't like
the role?
I didn't like the dialogue. I didn't like the role. I didn't like, because they changed it up when I got there.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, everything I've done, I'm pretty much proud of.
Which do you like the most, being in front of the camera or behind?
I like them both equally, because they're both challenging, they're both exciting,
mm-hmm.
and I like them both equally.
What type of, I've seen Bells, like I said, I love the television show Bells, but what other type of things you would like to produce for television?
Drama, you know, a couple of dramas, because, you know, we always got black comedy. I like to see a really nice African-American drama, because, you know, they always give
mm-hmm.
us comedy, but they don't give us a drama. I would love to see an African-American drama, which mm-hmm. that's what I like to do. I like to produce a drama and keep comedy coming.
That would be nice.
I like what Tyler Perry's doing.
You know, there's a lot of people that support Tyler Perry, and there's an equal amount of people that dislike what he's doing. You know, a lot of them say that a lot of his characters are loud, boisterous, too over the top, and sometimes unrealistic. What do you think about Tyler Perry and the things that he's done and what he contributed to entertainment?
No, I think people can hate on Tyler all they want. Tyler's getting it done. The most important thing is getting it done. Tyler Perry, I'm so proud of Tyler Perry, because Tyler Perry is a career that I think that most people should emulate. Because here's my thing. Tyler Perry was a guy who didn't sit around like we're talking about, waiting for Hollywood to come around and come up with something for him. Tyler Perry got fed up with Hollywood and all the things that blacks go through. So he decided that he was going to make his own character, make his own way, make his own show, make his own movies, and he's done that. He is something that all black
mm-hmm.
people should look up to because of that. If you can't find a way, make your own way. I am so, so proud of what he's done. And I think what he's done should be taught in colleges. It should be taught in anything because the bottom line is if you can't find one way, you make your way. Tyler Perry couldn't get a job. And so Tyler Perry said, you know what, I'm not going to wait on somebody to give me a handout. So he went out and learned how to cook and start cooking himself and start waiting for a handout.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say. And people hate because he's doing something. And I agree, some of his characters are loud, some of them are dancey, and all of that stuff is all true. But the bottom line is he's putting black folks to work, he's putting projects
mm-hmm.
on the air, and he's getting it done. That's the bottom line. And if somebody got something to say or to complain or to hate about what he's doing, then you change it. Then you go do something. But right now, don't cut out don't discredit what he's doing because it's not what you want to do. That's how I look at
mm-hmm.
it.
No, I co-sign with you. I co-sign. Now, you've been in the industry, like I said, your career spans over 25 years. What advice would you give to those that are pursuing film, television, as actors, producers, et cetera, et cetera?
What I would say to them is learn the business. Act, produce, and write as much as you can act, produce, and write. Don't be out there with no disillusioned Hollywood idiocy and thinking that you're supposed to get $200 million to be in a $300 movie. Keep a real learn the business. Most of the time people say, go to them, and then they have all these unrealistic expectations of how it's supposed to be and how they think it's supposed to be, and this is how it's supposed to be, and that don't sound right. Listen, if you know how it's supposed to be and you know how it sounds, then you won't have to question what it's supposed to be or what it sounds like. Learn the business, and if you learn the business, and any chance you get to produce, produce, any chance you get to act, act, any chance you get to write, write. You should be doing it all the time. And the more you do, the more you throw against the wall, something's going to stick. So the more you do, the more you learn. And learn the business, because if you're going to be in this business, because you can be the best actor, best producer, best writer in this business, but if nobody knows it, it won't do anybody any good. So the key is to just keep doing it, keep on producing, keep on writing, and keep real expectations. Learn the business so you can write it and then you know what to do with it. You can produce it, and then you know what to do with it. And then when somebody comes to you after you've done it, and they like it, and then they want to offer you a deal, you'll know what that deal is supposed to sound like, supposed to look like, supposed to be like. And if anybody tells you that they're a producer, they can help you, and they can do theirs, and they want to jump on board, IMDB them and see what they've really done. It's called IMDB.com, Internet Movie Database. And I'll tell you everything. Nobody can say they produce it a lie anymore, because you go to the Internet Movie Database, IMDb.com, and it'll tell you exactly what they've done. So that's my thing, because every time I try to help people who, you know, I might meet out, say, I got this idea, blah, blah. And then when you start, they have all these business-minded, unrealistic expectations from whatever it is they're trying to do. So that's my advice.
Great advice from a veteran, guys. There you have it. Tell us something that many don't know about Miguel Nuñez. Tell us, Nuñez, tell us something that no one really knows.
No one really knows. Okay, well, I'll tell you something. Probably, I know the Bible inside and out. I know that. I know the Bible inside and out. I go to church on Sunday. I go to church on Wednesday. I tithe faithfully. Faithfully. That is the That is the key to prosperity. Whether you want to believe it or not, it is 100% the key to prosperity. That's the giving and receiving. If you give your tithes and all that stuff, I used to think it was just church talk. Every time somebody said tithe, I thought it was just church talk. And I used to hear my grandmother and get up there and go, yeah, now, and you start tithing, and next thing you know, chicks just start coming in the mail. And all of that stuff. I always thought that was church stuff. And I always thought the preacher put that person up on there just because they know they were going to say that so they can get people to tithe more when the time came for the offering. And then recently my pastor, he was telling us the story of him and his first lady, how they started out, they didn't have a car, somebody gave them a car. And I got to be honest with you, I still really didn't believe that. I thought the same thing was just trying to do what they need to do to get people to tithe and put money in the church so the church can grow and it's all good. That's what my thought. So then recently, I decided I'm going to start tithing faithfully. So every time I got a check, I'd run to the church and tithe. And when I get there, I'd run to the church and tithe. And the first time I did a check, I before I could get back to the freeway, I get a call from somebody on the internet. Probably information on the internet and wanted me to do a movie and pay me $15,000. And this is like before I got to church. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, okay. So next I go through a divorce. I ain't quite get the car. So I'm out of a car. So then a friend of mine gives me a $50,000 car.
Get out.
After I go tired again. Just gives it to me. So then the next time I try, I get a big check, I rush to go tithe. Rush. I go tithe. Come back, and I get an email that says, a week later, email says, we just filed a check for you for $35,000. You need to contact us.
Oh, man.
And every single time I tithe, it happened. I was in shock. I'm still in shock. Every single time it happened. So that's what you might want to know if you don't know about me.
Oof, that's deep. Thank you. That's a lesson in itself. Thank you for sharing that.
But it's real. It's real. I dare anybody to try. I dare anybody to try and see what happens. You're going to be doing the same thing. You're going to be testimonial.
it's so cool that you would admit that, because my mentality was probably the same as yours before you started tithing. It's like, why am I paying for this man's Rolls Royce? You're paying for the pastor's $2 million house. You know, why am I giving up my little money to support
the devil? It's every excuse in the world. The devil's going to take every excuse in the world, because it's like this. The devil's going to make sure. He don't want you to get that. He knows it works. And he knows that once you find out it works, you're going to have more faith. He don't want that to happen. And he always tells you, you ain't got enough to do it. I'm going to tie whatever it is. I'm tired. You're going to get my tithes. And I promise you, you're going to start thinking, okay, now this ain't real. So, like, after the first check, I'm thinking, okay, but that was just, I'm still going to tie, but
right.
I'm not going to
coincidence,
say that.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to say that was one of those grandma's things. I just think that would have happened anyway. So I'm still saying it. And then again, and then again, and then again, and then again. It's like, okay, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with this. I like it. So that's what I am.
Tell us something that you wish you knew when you were younger, but you'd recently discovered, besides the tithing. You wish you knew when you were younger, the younger you, but you recently discovered.
Oh, that's a good one. That's probably one of the best questions I think I ever heard. Say that again.
Wow. Tell us something you wish you knew when you were younger, but you recently discovered.
I wish I knew when I was younger not to marry my wife. That's the honest to God truth. That's the
really?
Only thing
Let's
I think
come
of.
Come on, Miguel. Come on.
No, it was great. It was the first, we were married 15 years, the first great 12 years. Great 12 years.
Wow. And you just let 3 years just piss you off to throw away the 12, though?
No, but it was just, no, because after everything we've been going through, and it's ugly, ugly, horrible divorce that turned out to be all about money, and it's I don't know. That's the only thing I would change.
Yeah.
I would change that before change living in the street, eating out of the trash, waking up living in a mission downtown L.A. with lights on me, trash and everything, having to get paint sprayed with poison, no food, living homeless in the street. I would still change that more than that. And I got my two beautiful daughters out of that marriage. I wouldn't want to lose that, though. But
right.
I just think divorce is the worst thing in the history of the universe.
It's almost like you don't know who the person was when you're going through
that
divorce.
That is exactly what it is. And that's my best friend, Eddie Murphy. And that's exactly the person.
You mentioned all your projects that you worked on and working on. When can we expect to see some of these projects? I know you have a film coming out, hopefully this summer, with Nick Cannon. And you have some events coming up. Can you give
that's
us a date
summer.
On which we
expect
it?
That's this summer. You know, I got to find out and get the exact date. I'm not sure yet, but I'll get the exact date, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, please do, because I would love to help promote it on the show, and perhaps maybe have you guys, some of you guys on at one time to help promote it. Hey, whatever we got to do to get this film seen, because I support everything that you're doing.
Okay, you got it.
Now, before I let you go, Mr. Nunez, how can everybody connect with you? You got your Twitter on, you're on Facebook. How can everybody, all your fans and new fans and old fans, connect with you?
Miguel A. Nunez Jr. .com and at Miguel A. Nunez Jr.
There we go. I want to thank you for coming on the SciFake Radio Show. It's a pleasure, and you're welcome back anytime. Just say when.
Thank you so much, and God bless you all.
Thank you all for tuning in to the Psy Effect Radio Show, and thanks again to my special guest, Mr. Miguel A. Nunez Jr. Also, follow him on Twitter, Miguel A. Nunez Jr. on Twitter. Just Google him. You'll find all the social networks that he's on. Also, follow me on Twitter at IamPsy and Instagram, IamPsy. And also, check out the Psy Effect fan page on Facebook. Just like us. We have over 2,000 followers and counting. I do appreciate you guys' support. Thank you so much. Stay tuned, because you never know who you're going to hear on the Psy Effect Radio Show. So until next time, continue to spread peace and love. Mwah.